Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we are reading from Proverbs chapter 16 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord God, bowing ourselves in your presence and submitting ourselves to you the best that we know how. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just, Lord God, just laying prostrate before you, Lord God. Oh, my God, and humbling ourselves, all of ourselves, all of our mind, all of our soul, all of our body. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you giving you praise. Oh, God, and giving you honor because you are God and you are God alone. You are the true and the living God, the all-powerful, almighty, all-seeing, all-knowing, omnipresent God. You are the God that sees from the beginning and from the end. You are the God of creation, our strong creator. You are the God that spoke the world into existence, and there it is, and there it was, and so it shall be. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. I give honor and glory to you this morning. I thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, for your kindness. I thank you, Lord, that you never leave us without hope. You are our hope on today. Oh, Lord God, you are our healing, Lord God. You are our joy. You are our strength. You are our provision. You, oh God, you, oh God, and I give you glory, praise, and honor this morning. I thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, bless your people on today, Lord God. Mount us up, Lord, in your will and your way. Lord God, let your spirit go forth in us even right now, purging us of everything that is not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every hurt and every sorrow, every deep-seated harm, Lord God, repair us. Lord God, dig it up out of us, Lord God. Oh, Lord God, and fill in, Lord Jesus, that space with your spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Move right now in the midst of us. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, to hear your voice when you speak, Lord God, and to see that you are doing in the midst of us even right now. Don't allow us to miss a beat, Lord God. Don't allow us to miss our purpose or our destiny on today. Oh, Lord God, let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Everything, oh God, that has come against our purpose is an enemy of God Almighty. Lord God, move in us on today. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God. Help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, open our minds and our hearts, Lord God, to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding today. Help us, Lord God, to move according to your standard and not our own. Help us, Lord God, to glean from the word of God in this book of wisdom. Lord God, let wisdom, Lord God, become a part of our being, even on today, Lord God, as you give us revelations directly from your throne, from the words that we hear and the words, Lord God, that go forth this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. We're reading from Proverbs chapter 16 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirit. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for him, even the wicked, for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though they join forces, none will go unpunished. In mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than vast revenues without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Divination is on the lips of the king. His mouth must not transgress in judgment. Honest weights and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. It is an abomination for the kings to commit wickedness, for a throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings, and they love him who speaks what is right. As messengers of death is the king's wrath, but a wise man will appease it. And the light of the king's face is life, and his favor is like a cloud of the latter rain. How much better to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. His way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. He who heeds the word wisely will find good, and whoever trusts in the Lord, happy is he. The wise in heart will be called prudent, and sweetness of the lips increases learning. Understanding is a wellspring of life to him who has it, but the correction of fools is folly. And the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. The person who labors, labors for himself, for his hungry mouth drives on him. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He winks his eye to devise perverse things. He purses his lips. Silver-haired head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes the city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapter 16 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 I give glory and honor to God, and I pray for each and every one of you that you put a big yes on your lips and hear the words of wisdom that you have been hearing throughout these months as we have been reading the Word of God. And I admonish you to keep in mind that Jesus is coming. And if you are not ready, the way is to call on his name and allow him to enter into your heart. Amen. Follow the instructions that are written in the word. There are boundaries for this relationship. As in any relationship that we have, there are distinct boundaries. Certain things we should do, amen, to please one another, and certain things we shouldn't do to cause each other displeasure. The same is true in our relationship with the Lord. There are certain things that pleases him well, and certain things that absolutely displeases him and will cut us off. Amen. Let us be wise. Glory to God. And call upon the name of Jesus. He answers, amen, and he will fill you full of himself, amen, so that you'll be ready when he returns. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey as we continue in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.